This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. More snow is expected starting tonight with a winter weather advisory from 9 p.m. through tomorrow morning. 2 to 5 inches are possible, with colder temperatures returning by Thursday night and lasting through the weekend. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. First District Representative Brian Stile will hold a telephone town hall today at 4 o'clock. People in the district can join the call to ask questions and share concerns. The number to call is on the congressman's website. A Racine teen got 5 years in prison and 5 years of supervision for accidentally shooting his 11-year-old brother. He pleaded no contest to first-degree reckless homicide in the May 2025 incident. Summers officials will vote today on a resolution to request a property tax increase of $1.3 million. The funds would be used to hire 8 new firefighter paramedic positions. Milwaukee County buses are adding plainclothes deputies and uniformed officers as part of a new safety program. The effort, funded by the Milwaukee County budget, targets fare evasion and aims to improve rider safety. And more Racine high schoolers are earning college credits through dual enrollment with local colleges. Increased participation in the Racine Unified program is saving families hundreds of thousands in tuition and giving students valuable career skills. You can go deeper on that story online today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Jeff Hafley to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. After 2 years in Green Bay, defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley is the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft, recovering from ACL surgery, talked about what he and Micah Parsons are going through.
Before the surgery, and something Micah's going through right now, like, it is very painful. I don't wish it upon anyone that the first 3 weeks post-surgery is just... Yeah, it's tough.
College football, Indiana celebrating their first national championship, beating Miami 27-21. NBA, the Bucks at home tomorrow night against the Thunder. They beat the Hawks in Atlanta 112-110. Marquette winning in overtime over Providence 105-104. Freshman Nigel James with a season-high 38 points.
Not everybody's made for, you know, that role to be the floor leader, the guy that's attacking, the guy that's got the ball in his hands when it matters most. NJ is made for that.
That's Golden Eagles coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for today, a high in the mid-teens. Scattered flurries and snow showers tonight and tomorrow. Winter weather advisory for 2 to 4 inches. Low tonight, low teens. High tomorrow, low 20s and breezy. Bitter cold temperatures return for the rest of the week.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.